producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, this is our love month, so these are some of the things on Facebook have to do with love. We're encouraging you to call with all your love stories and your love dilemmas, because why not, right? We might as well pile on. February is already... I'm trying to think if there are any months that are quite as chock-a-block as February. We've got Groundhog Day, Valentine's Day, Mardi Gras, Super Bowl, Chinese New Year, President's Day, Lincoln's birthday, and Washington's birthday, which I suppose could be viewed as President's Day. And this year we've got a leap year, which we've got Sadie Hawkins Day. That's a lot in a little month. And it's heart month, so we're talking about love. All right, I have to tell you my story today just because it was so bizarre. I think I've shared with you guys the fact that I ordered a bike and I had to make some changes. I put on the wrong credit card and then I didn't order the chain with it. So as a result, instead of having one bike, and they kept saying, well, that's okay, just cancel the order or we'll cancel it for you and then you can just reorder. So imagine my real thrill when instead of one bike, I got four. And, of course, it's not that I got four bikes for free. I got four bikes that were charged to my credit cards. And I sent three of them back. But it turns out that if you buy something, it gets put on your credit card immediately. If you return something, maybe not so quickly. So the result being that I'm still sort of battling with the credit card companies. Actually, they're being very helpful. It's not the credit card companies. It's the vendor. All right, so I had to put in another call today. And this is one of those days where it turns out that my credit card phone lines were not working, which I finally figured out after the seventh time that I called and got put through and then it would hang up. Because, you know, you always assume, or at least I always assume, it's my fault, my phone. It wasn't. So at the end of the... So I just was checking to see whether or not the credit for the bicycles had come through, which it had not. But none of that is why I'm sharing this kind of silly story with you. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. I have never forgotten the program director hauled me into his office and made me listen to my tape. And he said, do you realize you've just gone 7 minutes without mentioning your name? And what I realized is I'd gone the entire hour without mentioning my name. So I try really hard not to do that because it makes program directors very unhappy with you. Mm-hmm. And the phone number I should give you as well, which is 855-993-7569, which is also 855-993-DR-JOY, if you like to do it that way. It's probably a little easier to remember, but a little harder to dial. Okay, so at the end of this conversation, the guy says, and when all of my calls went through, usually this is a pretty service-friendly credit card. And so usually they answer, if not, on the first ring, they usually say, you know, be with you in less than 30 seconds or something. And this one, I was put on hold for long periods of time for each of the seven phone calls and then would get connected and then it would hang up. So I didn't even think, I just assumed that everybody was having phone problems, or everybody was calling the credit card company. So I didn't really think about it very hard until the end of the conversation about, okay, I just got my bill, and neither of the two bikes I had gotten credit for them. They were actually, I was charged for them. He said, I have to ask you four questions. Okay, because quite often they'll say at the end of your phone call, they always tell you it's recorded, which I assume it is, and then at the end they say, would you be willing to participate, and sometimes before, in a brief telephone survey, and I usually say yes. But that isn't what happened here. So all the questions, the first one was, have you taken any money orders that were worth more than $1,000, and have you gotten any deposits on a credit card from your customers? There were the four questions, and all of them, it occurred to me by the third question, I said, are you asking me if I'm laundering money? And he started laughing. He said, I didn't say that. But all the questions, so what was interesting to me is several things. First of all, they were clearly asking me, and not very subtly, if I was laundering money. Number one. Number two, that I know in the old days, the bad old days, up until, as far as I knew now, but it's clearly not the case, that you could put deposits in a bank up to, you had to keep it under $10,000, because at $10,000, it is tagged, and so the IRS gets involved, the government gets involved. And I knew that. I knew that from friends who gamble. I knew it from, I don't know why I knew it, from reading crime novels, from watching, I don't know. I think that a lot of people know that, that if you can keep a deposit under $10,000, it usually won't be flagged by the feds. It won't be flagged by the bank and then noticed by the feds. This was $1,000, not 10, 1,000. And it finally occurred to me, the reason that I was being asked these questions all of a sudden is presumably I hadn't turned up on any detainer list, but because at the end of every year, I have a foundation, which many of you know about, and I make, I give away, by law, I have to give away 5% of the proceeds, or I have to spend 5%. And so what I usually do is I give to a number of charities, and I put it on my credit card because it's an easy way to keep track of it. So my January bill is always fairly significant, as opposed to like maybe 10 to 12 times greater than any other time. So apparently the IRS said, let's see where she got that money. So that was pretty interesting. So I just want you guys to know that you may view me as a mild-mannered psychologist, but the IRS does not. But I wasn't doing anything illegal, honest. I was just actually giving away money, so there we go. Already 855, and the threshold is not even obviously for $10,000. It would have been signaled anyway. But it's never been. I've been doing this for years, and if you look at my credit card statement, every year in January there's a significant. I guess this is February already. There's a significant amount of money because that's when I disperse it. And the reason I did it is one year I didn't have any stamps, and the money has to go out by December 31st. And so I had little, like, 1 cent stamps, and it makes you look like you're a lunatic. So I decided that putting on a credit card and having them sent out in a business-like manner was a great idea. All right, 855, so beware. 855-993-7569. Sula, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you beautifully, Sula. Thank you for asking.
Oh, good. Thank you so much for taking my call. Sure. I have a situation at home with my sweetheart. He was unemployed. My girlfriend, who's a therapist, and her husband needed someone to help paint their daughter's inside of the house. Okay. He worked with them for, like a month. He got paid.
Great.
Months later, she recommended her colleague, one of her colleagues, said, I'm looking for a painter. She recommended my sweetheart.
Okay.
She doesn't know this woman. She's a colleague. She sees her every so often.
Right.
Said, here, this is the price he gave us, but we're friends. You two have to make an agreement on your price. She gave my sweetheart her number. They got together. They agreed on a price. He went to work. 2 weeks later, he asked for a paycheck. There was a discrepancy with the price. He said, this is what we agreed on, and now you're going back. So she gave him the price that he stated with her.
Right.
2 days later, she canceled the check.
Whoa.
Yes, and she said, you didn't do a good enough job. He thinks that my girlfriend should address this with this woman.
Not really.
I have a difference of opinion.
No.
And it's causing a wedge between our relationship, because he said, if a friend can't back you up, then...
No, he's wrong about this. First of all, hopefully...
I'm calling Dr. Brown.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I don't want to involve my sister or your friend, because if they agree with me, then you're going to hate them.
Let me put you on hold, and we'll walk through it. Is your sweet Babu around so we can put him on the phone as well?
No.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and go through this in just a minute, all right? Stay tuned for Sula and Kayla. We got the, that sounds kind of like a kind of a Hawaiian dance, a Sula Nakela and a Joya. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Sula, who's got a sweet bamboo who painted a house for a friend of Sula's. Sula's friend then recommended the job. Let's call him Henry, for lack of a recommended Henry to do another job. Did Henry put the agreement in writing, Sula? Do you know?
No, that's what I was going to let you know. He unfortunately did not do that because he thought, oh, a friend of my girlfriend's, you know. She's vulnerable.
Yeah, well, it has nothing to do with being a therapist. It just has to do with business is business. And that way people remember things wrongly. And so I think going forward, first of all, if he wants to, he can go to small claims court and sue her for what? What's the total price tag? Did she pay for the paint up front?
Something like $1,500.
Yeah. Did she pay for the
$1,500?
Was that just labor? Did she buy the paint? Did he buy the paint?
He purchased the paint. He went with her to purchase all the tools that were needed.
Right.
He didn't charge her for that. You know, it was just.
So while he's out the labor costs.
Correct. And then she resubmitted the check for half the amount, which is the amount that my girlfriend told her that he worked for them.
Okay, three things. Let's go through this one at a time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
First of all, the next time he does a job for somebody at a reduced rate, what he has to make sure, first of all, he needs to get everything in writing, even if it's with you.
Right.
You know, if he's
doing
something where money's exchanged. Because people remember wrong. And should it come to this, he would have a legal document that he could take to court.
Exactly.
Number one, everything is in writing. And, in fact, you can help him print out. You can do it online. You can make an invoice that has his name, Henry's Habitation, Creations or something. And how much. And usually you get some money up front. You get some money when half of it's done, and then some money when all of it's completed. So he doesn't get in the position again ever of being unclear about what the price is, and he should have money up front. All right, so that's number one, and you can do that for him. Number two, if he ever does, pardon me.
That's not his profession.
No, it doesn't make any difference.
Right.
I mean, if you're babysitting
for
somebody,
the same thing. Right.
It's a way of making it look more serious, more professional, and people are going to respond differently. Okay?
Right.
So that's, you should ever decide to do this again. So, number one, everything in writing. Number two, an invoice. Number three, if he ever does anything for somebody for a really good price, he should say, I'm willing to do it if you swear that you will not tell anybody how much it costs, because I can't afford to do this. So your friend kind of threw him under the bus inadvertently, and that's really not fair. Number four, what he should say, should this ever come up again, because somebody may have loose lips, of saying, look, that was a special, that I did this because it's Sula's friend. What I can do for you is I can give you what I'd ordinarily charge is $2,000. So what I could do is give you a friends and family discount, which would be $1,500. Because people are always happy if they feel they got a bargain. Okay.
Right.
But the fact that she wrote a check and then canceled it is probably illegal.
Right. That she agreed to the price.
Yeah. Well,
but girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's so angry with her. He doesn't want to have anything to do with her.
That's not fair. It's not
fair because I'm in the middle, and I feel like he feels like she should kind of speak with the woman and fight.
Well, what's she
going to
say?
I was like, she doesn't know this woman. This is not her girlfriend.
Yeah. Your boyfriend is wrong. And the reason he's wrong is that he should have been more businesslike about it. And at this moment, the issue is not having a friend say, look, you owe him the money. The issue is that he needs to get in touch with the woman and say, look, what you're doing is not fair and not legal. And I can sue you, but I'd rather not do that. I'd rather you just, I'll give you 10%. You owe me another $750. I'll take 10% off if I get the check within the next week. If not, I'm going to take you to court.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
But it has nothing to do with the referral.
I'm like in the middle.
No, you're not.
I said, I don't want to hear about this anymore. I'm going to call Dr. Brown, and you're going to listen to her response, and then we make a decision. Then you can make a decision.
No. Sula, We don't make a decision. That's your problem, Sugar Plum. This is that it was your friend, and if your friend had stiffed him, that's maybe an issue. But still, that his stuff any more than if you can say to him, look, let's say that you baked a great cake and you had people over and everybody wanted your recipe. So you said, and he said, one of my friend's wife has a baby shower come up and she'd like you to make the cake. And she'll pay you for it. And somehow something got a little winky on that. It's your job. It's you're separate. It's a business proposition, even though the referrals are quite often friends. But he's wrong in saying that your friend should intervene. First of all, what are you going to say? You owe him the money. He has to be a grown-up about this. He should have treated it slightly more professionally, slightly more business-like, even though it's not his profession. But if money's being exchanged, everything should be in writing. And he has a perfectly legitimate case to take her to small claims court. So, and her saying...
Sometimes I don't know what to say to him to...
Well, you don't have to because I just did it, but you have to stay out of this. If he's going to do stuff that, you have to say, look, if you want, you know, that I'll print out the form for you if you want, but you don't want to be involved in my, you know, in my business, and I don't want to be involved in yours. And when something goes wrong, you need to take care of it in the same way I would take care of it. I wouldn't come to you and say you have to go to your boss and say that his wife stiffed me on the ingredients for the cake. I mean, it just so if you're if money's going to exchange hands, everything should be in writing. You deal with it yourself. So, so there you go. But don't talk to him about how do we do this. This is his job. If he wants to do it, it's fine. If he doesn't want to do it, it's fine. You want to stay out of this.
I told him that last night.
Well, but then you said to me, well, we have to work it out. We only have to work out that you're not going to do it.
Yeah, I know, but last night I said I want to remove myself from this.
Yeah, you don't want anything to do with this. And
no,
but you can't. What I would do if I were in his shoes is I would call her up and say, look, I don't want this to be bad blood any way around. I did a job. I'll give you, 10% off if you give me the rest of the money by the end of the week. If not, I'm going to sue you, and I'll win because you already issued the check. You know, I have a copy of the check, and you giving me essentially a bad check is against the law. You can't do that, number one. Number two, we agreed on the price. Number three, I'm willing to give you 10% off just so this whole thing goes away. But it has to be by the end of the week. And then he can go ahead and file a claim in small claims court and make sure he keeps the copy of the canceled check.
Right.
Okay?
Thank you so much, Dr. Brown.
You're welcome, Sula. All right, we lost the other part of our Hawaiian team, which was Kayla, 855-993-7569. But we kept Sula. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com. and twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so what did we learn from Sula's phone call? Number one, if money's exchanged, it needs to be in writing, period, the end. I don't care if it's with your kids or your mother or your next-door neighbor or your Cocker Spaniel, because people remember wrongly, number one. Number two, in a couple, you really don't want to get involved in each other's business propositions, because when it works well, there's not much of a problem. But when it crashes and burns, the two of you very well may have different philosophies about how to deal with things. So you can keep those separate. Number three, well, I suppose those are the main two issues. And I suppose number three, doing business with friends is always tricky. But that's why you do number one and number two. You should put it in writing and you don't involve your significant other. Okay. Today in history is actually fascinating to me. if you know that Obama yesterday talked about the fact that Washington, D.C. should have buildings that were earthquake-proof. And I thought, well, that's kind of odd, because Washington, D.C. doesn't have very many earthquakes. But if you recall, a couple of years ago, there was one that was the most widely felt earthquake, I think, in the United States. It covered more states, partially because states on the East Coast are much closer together on the West Coast. But listen to this on a day in history. In 1169, an earthquake struck the Ionian coast of Sicily, causing tens of thousands of injuries and deaths in Catania, all right? 1169. In 1797, the Riobamba earthquake strikes Ecuador, causing up to 40,000 casualties. In 1975, the Haiching earthquake, magnitude 7.3 on the Richter scale, occurs in Haiching, China. In Guatemala, and this day in 1976, in Guatemala and Honduras, an earthquake killed more than 22,000 people. In 1998, an earthquake measuring 6.1 on the Richter scale in northeast Afghanistan kills more than 5,000. I wonder if there's a day in history that has, I mean, think about that. On this day, all of those earthquakes.
Yeah.
See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six major earthquakes. Plus, if earthquakes are not enough, we've got a major snowstorm in 1996 paralyzes the Midwestern U.S. with Milwaukee, Wisconsin, tying the all-time record low temperature of minus 26 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, it's not the same as in Snag, Yukon, which was 83 or something degrees below zero.
Oh,
but
wow.
That's still pretty darn cold.
Yeah.
George Washington, in something that's not quite as earthquake-prone, was unanimously elected as the first president of the United States in 1789 on this day. This is sort of an interesting thing. In the French legislature abolished slavery throughout all territories of the French Republic in 1794. Think about that. Well before the United States did. But it was reestablished in the French West Indies in 1802. Oops. But in terms of... All right, one other earthquake fact. On this day in 2004, Facebook went online, was founded by Mark Zuckerberg. You talk about earthquakes. But I mean, think about that. I wonder if there's ever been a day in history that was as earthquake-prone as today.
Yeah, I know.
Did you realize that?
No, I had no idea.
It should be National Earthquake Day, or National Earthquake Preparedness
Awareness.
Day.
Yeah.
All right, I will tell you my quick earthquake story, because I lived in San Francisco for 3 years, and I actually happened to have been flying into San Francisco with the 88 earthquake, the one with the World Series?
Okay.
I think it was 88. And let me tell you, flying into a city, a large American city with no light, is one of the spookier things that could ever happen to anybody, as far as I'm concerned. And I just, I was on book tour, and Simon Schuster wanted to send me to a spa, and I said, no, you know, I live there, I want to go see if I can help out, and I did. And I didn't stay in a shelter, because there weren't, you know, I wanted people who needed the shelter, so they put me up at a hotel. And apparently there was a trembler during the night, because when they woke up in the morning, the bathtub and all the sinks were filled with water, because that's one of the things you learn to do if you live in an earthquake-prone part of the country, is water is the first thing that you can lose. And so you fill up everything with water.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I never knew that.
One of those factoids, yeah. I still have, any place I've lived since then, and I usually have at least 3 or 4 gallons of water, either in the refrigerator or in the closet that are unopened. It's just because water's the first thing you need.
Huh.
And then I was evacuated 3 times in New York, which actually New York, because it's built on stone, is not particularly earthquake prone, but it's in the middle of a fault line. So the assumption is that things like San Francisco that have periodic earthquakes are less prone to major devastation than ones that don't have periodic sort of literally letting off steam.
Right.
But this is just, I mean, if someone had said to me, what do you think the most earthquake day in America, in world history has been, I don't know if I would have had any idea, let alone today, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of earthquakes, well, here's... McDonald's kale salad has more calories than a double Big Mac. There's something really wrong about that.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a book that was written and then made into a movie with Liza Minnelli. It was called The Sterile Cuckoo. And I don't remember seeing the movie, but I remember reading the book. And one of the scenes in the book was that she's overweight and she lives in Midtown Manhattan, and there's a line around the block on this, because it didn't used to be that there were a whole lot of trucks, food trucks in Manhattan. Now it's very trendy and they're on every street corner, but in the 80s they weren't there. And there was a line around that went for blocks because they advertised a low-cal milkshake. That it was like, it was delicious, and it was like 16 ounces and maybe like 150 calories. And at one point, some guy went and got one and took it to the health department and analyzed it, and it turned out it was like, you know, 1,000 or 1,200 calories or something like that. And I've never forgotten the line in the book, which is, what kind of person would lie to a fat girl? McDonald's would. Wow, man. Kale salad, more calories than a double Big Mac.
Yikes.
What can I tell you? All right. So I thought what we would talk about, let's see, how much time do we have in this segment? All right. This being Love Month, I thought what we would do is we talked a little bit yesterday about indications that you ignore early in a relationship that could have saved you a lot of grief. And a lot of people responded. We have a couple more on those that wanted to respond, and also how people define love. So I thought we'd finish that up, and then we've got some other love issues that people are responding to. Again, my preference is for you guys to call, because love is a many splendored, complicated thing. But we're also talking about how you knew that person was the one. But Jake, can we start with the indications that you ignored early on in your relationship?
Yeah.
All right, let's do those.
Okay. So starting with Armando, and he says he was in a, in quotations, open relationship.
Oops.
And then stupid.
Yeah, open, meaning you have sex with other people.
Right.
Yeah. In fact, the couple, this was a big trend, I believe, in the late 70s, early 80s, that there was a couple who wrote a bunch of things. One was the Harrod experiment, which was about, it was written by, there were three books, I think, about couples that were, it was not swinging per se, but it was living together and sort of swapping. Then there was the couple who wrote a book, who were, I think, sociologists, about open relationships and how healthy it was for the relationship, and that way you didn't have to lie, and they eventually got divorced. So the idea that if you want to date, if you want an open relationship, it's called dating. It's not called marriage.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I agree. Open, that means, look, that's fine, date, but it's not marriage. Because being a lover is easy. Yeah. You know, being a spouse is hard.
Yeah.
And if you're not ready to commit, doesn't mean you're a bad person, just means you shouldn't be married.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So keep going.
All right. Bill, my gut telling me she is vague and fears communication.
And what communication?
Fears.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay, well, your gut will tell you things that your heart, you know, it will ignore at its peril. What else?
Christopher, she kept collecting my hair and always seemed to know where I was.
That's creepy.
I'd say. Rebecca...
Hang on to Rebecca. We'll do Rebecca in a minute.
I'm still
trying to get over collecting their hair.
Yeah.
Maybe for DNA or something. I don't know. That's a little creepy. Or maybe a coat. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm still dealing with the woman who was collecting her sweet baboo's hair. And when I said, you know, maybe there's a voodoo doll somewhere.
Yeah.
Or, you know, DNA sampling. I don't know. That's I don't know. Uh-huh. Although, remember Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton vials of each other's blood?
Yep. I do remember.
I don't know. True love. All right, so let's see. We were to Rebecca, I think.
Yes. Rebecca says,
I thought the way he treated his previous girlfriend was her fault. Dumb.
Yeah, we've all been there, haven't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sherry says, catching him lying.
Yeah, I guess it depends. My thing is that everybody's allowed to lie about three and only three things. Your age, your weight, and your sexual history. And the best way to deal with that is just not to answer the question about any of those three. But I think anything else, the problem about lying is you have to remember what you told somebody. And there are people who will lie, I swear to you, just to keep in practice, you know, just to sort of feel like they're putting something over in you. So I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
All righty. So those are the warning signs. And the point of going through them is to remind all of us to pay attention that in the rush toward intimacy, the rush toward wanting to pair off, there's really not a flood, although today is earthquake day as far as I'm concerned, but there isn't a flood in anybody's future that I know about, which means that you could probably get on the ark with or without a spouse. You probably aren't going to need an ark, and there's the weather forecast isn't for a whole lot of rain. So the idea being that if you find somebody wonderful, that's terrific. And again, people in our lives are there for a reason, a season, or forever. And I think most of us want the forever, but don't confuse the forever with a reason or a season. And the only way that you can tell the difference between those two, or those three, is time. So go into it with an open heart, with being curious, without chips on your shoulder, without a whole lot of bitterness or skepticism. But pay attention. Pay attention to what your friends say. Pay attention to what your gut says. Pay attention to what, most importantly, they say. Because they'll tell you a lot about themselves if you just listen. Okay? All right. Can we also, I know we talked to people that had some great definitions of love. And I think there are a couple left. One of which was very long, and we were sort of going through that because I thought some of it was inspirational, and part of it was a little wrong-headed. So,
yeah.
What you got about love?
Let me see here.
And I will sing the Star Spangled Banner in the meantime. I heard a great comment today. It said, life doesn't have handles. There's not a whole lot to hold on to. That was sort of interesting, especially given what we're talking about this month. Life doesn't really have handles.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot to hang on to.
All right. So the long one we were going through, trying to remember exactly where we left off.
We'll start at the bottom and we'll go up backward.
Yeah, okay. So the final thing he left with was always perseveres.
Yes and no. I think there are times where, you know, enough is enough. And the question about where that is, most people that I know who leave a relationship feel that they stayed too long, that they really wanted it to work, that they were afraid of being alone, whatever the reason, that they really stayed much too long, which is an easy perspective to have in retrospect. Which certainly doesn't mean that you give up easily. I think that's one of the points about loving someone is that it has a past to it. It has a history. It has a tradition. It has a gravitas to it. But and there are people that, and look, I'm a therapist, and so that's part of it, that truly will love each other to the last dying day. But that doesn't mean they should be together. It doesn't mean that they're good for each other or that they can put together a profitable relationship. All right, what's the one before that?
Before that is always hopes.
Well, yes and no. Again, I think there needs to be reality check that you can keep an open heart and an open mind, but at some point, if you press A and B pops up and you hate B and you pushed A 40,000 times and B keeps popping up, what are you going to do? Hope this, you know, the 40,000th and one time it's going to be C? You need to have some logic to it, some sense of patterns, of okay, what's really going on here. I don't think love is being miserable necessarily, although a lot of people would argue that that's part of the underside of love, is because you're so close to somebody, because you want it so much, because you're so involved, that there can be sadness with it. which I'm not sure I would argue with. But that's different than hanging on to something long past that has any, you know, somebody who's cheated on you repeatedly, or someone who is in any way violent, or somebody who says, you know, I don't want to be here anymore. I mean, there are really some pretty major kinds of things that, even if you love that person, probably doesn't make a whole lot of sense to stick around. What else?
Okay. Always trusts.
Until there's a reason not to.
Yeah.
You can hear that there's an idealized version here that doesn't really have, that will likely make you feel more doormat than an active person in a relationship. A relationship really has to meet both people's needs. It doesn't have to meet it 24/7, and it doesn't have to meet it equally, and it doesn't have to meet it constantly, but it probably has to meet it consistently. Because if one of you is not happy, that even though you love each other, I mean, this is the life that you get, and wouldn't you rather either work on it, or so you change it, or leave it? And there's certainly things that we accept about everybody, that by definition, any relationship is going to require some compromise. The question is, at what cost? And that's only you can determine that. But saying, I've never forgotten one of my clients when I was brand new as a therapist. They hated each other. They really, truly did. And I used to have such a headache after a session because they just sit there. They really loathed each other. I mean, this wasn't passion gone wrong. This was they hated each other. And I finally said, have the two of you thought about separating? And they said, no, we're Catholic. You know, that's a mortal sin. I just pray for his death. I thought, geez, Louise, I don't know that the sanctity of marriage was really meant to be underlined by hoping someone would die. So... And again, I wasn't even suggesting divorce. I'm just saying, if the two of you are making each other that miserable that you hope that either you or they will die, is that really what the point is? I would argue not. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.